And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some light snow, more blowing snow than anything else. It's 3 degrees below zero. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. Winter weather advisory for the northwest counties until 9 a.m. and a wind chill advisory for the far west and southwest counties until 11 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Roadways in the immediate listening area around Atlantic are partially covered with snow this morning. There are some sections of Highway 92 that are completely covered with snow, along with Highway 25 in Adair County and portions of Highway 6 and 92 in Ulster and Pottawatomie County. Otherwise, again, the roads are partially covered with snow this morning. Now, we do have several schools that have canceled classes for today. Several other more are running late. Atlantic has canceled classes for today. Adair Casey and Audubon are 2 hours late. Also, no early dismissal in Audubon. Bedford is canceled for today. Boyer Valley, Cam, Charter Oak Ute, and Creston are running 2 hours late this morning, and there is no early dismissal at Creston. East Mills has canceled. Exira EHK is running 2 hours late. No school today in Griswold or in Fremont Mills. And the Guthrie Center, IKM Manning, and Harlan are all running 2 hours late. No transitional kindergarten today in Harlan. Nishtabotna and Nottoway Valley have canceled classes for today. Panorama and Prescott are 2 hours late. No early dismissal in Prescott. Red Oak has canceled classes for today. No head start there either. Riverside is 2 hours late. No morning preschool. Also, the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late. Southwest Valley is canceled. Stanton has canceled. Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, they're running 2 hours late. West Central Valley of Stewart and Woodbine are 2 hours late. No Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool today, but the Child Watch will open at 10 o'clock. No Atlantic Little Lambs preschool and no Atlantic Head Start. Also, Southwestern Community College is 2 hours late. Classes start at 9:40. Offices open at 9:30, and the blood drive will be held from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at Southwestern Community College. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak say two people have been charged with child endangerment following a domestic disturbance Tuesday evening. 38-year-old Venus Maria Barr of Red Oak was arrested on willful injury, aggravated domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment charges. 42-year-old William Barr, also of Red Oak, faces charges of child endangerment and interference with official acts. The pair were arrested at around 10:45 p.m. in connection with an incident which occurred in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. Both suspects were taken to Montgomery County Jail. Venus Barr was being held without bond, while William Barr's bond amounted to $2,000. Authorities in Montgomery County say two people were arrested Tuesday on separate charges. Red Oak police arrested 38-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon of Red Oak for interference with official acts. She was also wanted on a Page County warrant for contempt of court, failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Haddon was taken into custody just after 9 p.m. in the 400 block of North Highland Avenue in Red Oak. Her bond was set at $600. And at around 12:30 yesterday afternoon, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 22-year-old Ty Andrew Chandler of Red Oak on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for domestic assault. Chandler was taken into custody in Villisca and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $2,000 cash bond. A man from Grand Island, Nebraska, was injured during a collision between two semis last night in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol's 36-year-old Jamie Henry was transported by Shelby Rescue to Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Following the crash, it took place around 8:10 p.m. on I-80 eastbound, about 1.5 miles east of the Shelby exit. Officials say that Henry's injuries were non-life-threatening. The patrol has two semis, one driven by 24-year-old Tavian Wilson of Goodyear, Arizona, the other by Jamie Henry, were traveling east when the 2012 Volvo Wilson was driving came up too fast behind the other semi. When Wilson attempted to swerve into the left lane to avoid contact, his semi went out of control and jackknifed. The passenger side of his trailer struck the rear of Henry's trailer, causing Henry's semi to jackknife and enter the south ditch. Wilson was cited for failure to maintain control. In our funeral announcements, Baroda J. Seastrom, age 87, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Baroda Seastrom will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Alex Ricks, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Alex Ricks will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. The Odie Funeral Home of Manning is in charge of arrangements. Dick Olson, age 78, of Elkhorn, has died. Funeral services for Dick Olson will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Beulah Lucas, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for Beulah Lucas will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Violet Dingla, age 76, of Glenwood and formerly of Messina, died Monday. Funeral services for Violet Dingla will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Velma Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Velma Fell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Helen Margaret Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. The family of Helen Smith is inviting everyone for lunch at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold on Friday, beginning at 11 a.m. That'll be followed by a funeral service at 1 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Wright, age 93, formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Wright will be on Friday at 11:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Joshua Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Elaine Reinke, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Elaine Reinke will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be this Saturday at 11:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Grace Hansen, age 91, a resident of the Caring Acres in Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Grace Hansen will be Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Leonora Jones, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. No services are planned for Leonora Jones. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Fern Smith, age 99, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Fern Smith are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.